Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Beloved, it is 2026. So many people are making resolutions of what they want to do to improve their lives, whether it's to lose weight, to be more faithful to exercise, or some other effort. Christians should desire to spend more quality time on spiritual matters in the new year. We live in a voice-activated system. Our words, they are spiritual, so we should endeavor to speak the word only in 2026. This is how we activate God's voice, His promises, and His destiny in our lives. Let us no longer be puppets of the enemy, following after what the world says and what the world does. Let us resolve in 2026 to hear the voice of God and walk in His ways, in Jesus' name.
The Lord showed me how what was really going on, causing so much of the darkness in this earth. Right now, especially in America. And what he showed was, I saw not only darkness of film this time, he made it more specific. I saw actual witches in their black outfits, the hooded robes. They were holding hand in hand with God's people, Christians. And I'm like, oh, what is this? And what he told me was, because so many of his people are not speaking his words, but they're speaking what they're hearing over the news broadcasts and what people are speaking out here. Their words are actually lining up with what the witches are speaking over our nation.
Now, let's get into this week's message.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for crossing us over into a new year with new possibilities, with opportunities we've never seen before, Lord. But you know the plans you have for us, Lord. And we open our hearts and mind for the message today that we can prepare for those plans to come to us, so that we can walk them out in this year and the years to come. So we thank you now that this word goes forth unhindered from any source, Lord. And I thank you that you move through me prophetically to speak exactly what it is that you want me to reach to the hearts of the people, and that they have hearts to receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm very excited about this message, because when the Lord gave it to me, I wasn't prepared for exactly where he was going with it, but he told me, well, this is in preparation of what was happening here in 2026. Can you believe it already? We're here. So the thing that he gave me was offering our best to him in this year, because there's so much he wants to give that his best. Now, you've heard the prophecy for 2026. He talked about expressions of his love. He's been talking about abundance and talking about prosperous things and giving us wealth and things we've never seen before. But there it is, prerequisite. We have to give him his, he's given us his best. We have to give him our best, if I said that right. So anyway, I was reading on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He talked about verses 23 and 24. We're going to go over more scripture, but I want to start there, because he says, the very God of peace, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you, who will also do it. So the whole thing is, God has called us all, and there's something he wants us to do. And in this year, and more than any other year, this is a turning point for us. It's a breakthrough for his people. As I may have mentioned last time, he talked to me about this being a watershed moment. So whatever God is doing is going to be big, and it's going to transform the way things are done from here on out. So we got to be prepared. But also last time, we were talking about the darkness that was in the world. He spoke about the deep darkness. But then he showed me something else. I was preparing for another message for another event, and the Lord showed me how what was really going on, causing so much of the darkness in this earth right now, especially in America. And what he showed was, I saw not only darkness of film this time, he made it more specific. I saw actual witches in their black outfits, the hooded robes. They were holding hand in hand with God's people, Christians. And I'm like, well, what is this? And what he told me was, because so many of his people are not speaking his words, but they're speaking what they're hearing over the news broadcasts and what people are speaking out here. Their words are actually lining up with what the witches are speaking over our nation. So they're speaking darkness. And because people of God aren't speaking light, what is the light? The word of God. This is our light. This is what we're supposed to be speaking. But he's showing how our words are making a difference in this time, because we're at the end times, where we will have what we say. and it's going to be manifesting faster and quicker than we've ever seen it. So he says the darkness is being proliferated. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because of our words. We're not speaking light, we're speaking darkness. And because of it, we're going to have to change some things around if we want to see light come into our homes, if we want the prosperity, if we want the good things God has. We can't continue to speak what other people are speaking. So we're going to have to speak God's word, because the enemy's not going to stop his tactics. He's going to be sending out more darkness. But you have to understand that part of his, I don't want to say his artillery, is our mouth. So he can say whatever he says, but when we speak what he says, we become in alignment with him. If you remember the story back in the book, back as Genesis, where they had the Tower of Babel, these were people who were in agreement. They were one heart and one mind, and they were speaking against God. God told them to do one thing, but they were speaking something else. And what happened is they were beginning to build a tower. And the Lord said in the book that because they were in agreement, that there would be nothing that can keep them from doing what they've been doing. And he said, that's what's been happening here, because the people of God, unbeknownst to them, have become complicit with the darkness. And remember, you may have remembered back in a few months ago, we talked about the prophecy the Lord gave me where he called the church codependents and co-conspirators with the kingdom of darkness. That's what this is. And that's what I saw in this vision he gave me. I saw the witches in their black robes holding hands and speaking the same things with Christians. And that's what was keeping the darkness proliferating, going on and on and on. Hasn't been an end to it. But for things to end, we're going to have to turn that around. For you to receive the goodness God has, you're going to have to turn things around in your own lives with your own words, with your words in your mouth, and being careful about what you say. You know, Jesus told us that we're going to be judged by our idle words. The words that we speak are going to judge us, and we will have what we say. Everything in the kingdom is spoken. When Jesus healed people, he not only laid hands, he spoke. He blessed people with his mouth. But the problem is when we're using our words to condemn or speak evil or speak things that God did not speak, we're on the opposite side, and we are actually walking in darkness. And that's what he showed me. So because of so many people, and he gave a primary source of this being the news broadcast, social media. People are so caught up in what other voices are speaking out there that they're not really, their ears aren't attuned to what God is speaking. Their senses have been dull, and it's so easy to happen because that's what the enemy's plan is in this hour. So what can be done? Going back to giving God everything. We have to yield. Instead of yielding to the darkness and making the darkness first, we're going to have to yield to God. And what he told me to begin with, we're going to have to change our words. We're going to have to speak the word only. You remember mentioned centurion whose servant was ill and Jesus wanted to visit his house. Jesus didn't have to visit your house like he told him back then. All you have to do is speak the word only. And that's what he told him. Then his servant will be healed. If we can speak the word only, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. We can be healed. And what he's reminding me of now is what he told Solomon. Second Chronicles 7. I'm not going to go my memory because I was thinking something else, but he just gave me this. Second Chronicles 7:14, I do believe it is. Second Chronicles 7:14. This is after Solomon had dedicated the temple, and he had prayers. He had the offerings he did, and he prayed to God, asking all these various scenarios. If this happens to us, will you still, you know, hear our prayers? If this happens, if we turn from you and our enemies besiege our cities, will you still hear your voice, hear our voice? We want you to hear our voice and still answer us in this place. And God, after all the things he asked in verse 14, the Second Chronicles, chapter 7, he says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. He says, now mine eyes are open and my ears are attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. So only when we turn our hearts, turn away from our thoughts, our plans, our words, will he heal what we're seeing in the darkness of this world. But so many people are joining the darkness. But you have to understand, we were made in God's image and his likeness for the purpose of speaking his words and doing what he did. And Jesus was our example. If you go back to the very beginning of Genesis, it talks about how God saw darkness, but he didn't advertise it. He didn't speak about the darkness. He saw the darkness, but he spoke light. Why? That's what he wanted. He didn't speak the problem. He spoke the solution. Everything he spoke into the world was a solution. And what he's saying is we have to go back to speaking the words of God. So if you're sick, you need to be speaking healing. What does the Bible say about your healing? Go back to Isaiah 53, where it says, by his stripes, you were healed. You know, go back and see that Jesus healed them all. Go back and read the scriptures that say what healing you have. Same thing with your deliverance. He sent your word to heal you. You know, so there's a lot of things that we're not saying because we're speaking what the world is speaking. And he said that's the first place we need to start is our words. So when we start speaking better words, we'll have better outcomes with our lives.
This message should remind us that there is much power in our words. Therefore, the impact of darkness is intensified because we, the believers of Jesus Christ, are speaking. Our voices are anointed, but only anointed for the purposes of speaking what God desires in this earth. Even the centurion with the sick servant knew the power of words from someone who was under authority. He told Jesus, "To speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." Jesus responded, "I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." It is time to repent for speaking wrong words. When we break rank with God and speak what the darkness is speaking, then we fall under the power of darkness and forfeit our authority to bring forth the light and the power of God's word into our lives. It is time to realign our words with faith in God. Stop following after the world. It will only lead to more darkness. Meditate on what David said. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Remember that in this present darkness, God is our only hope. He is our only strength. He is our only redeemer in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews every Sunday morning live at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel. Also, my latest ebook, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate, has just been released exclusively on Amazon's Kindle Unlimited subscription. You can still order paperback copies both at Amazon and at Barnes & Noble Books. Feel free not only to read, but also provide a review if you choose. Thank you in advance. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.